NerdErotic.com.
Life is cyclical, and so are trends. And we're starting to see one die, and it can't do it soon enough. Politically correct culture, woke culture, elitist woke culture in Hollywood needs to end. It's had a good run. The lunatics had their day, had their way since 2015. But thanks to Ricky Gervais dropping a bomb in the culture war 2 days ago, this is going to bring it to a hasty end now. Because, as I've said for a long time here, once Hollywood figures out it's not cool to be woke anymore, they're going to leave your cause behind in the dust. You know that cause they never, ever believed in. Before I get started, if you like what I do here, please consider subscribing to the channel and liking and sharing the videos. It's the only way a little bitty independent creator like yours truly can remain competitive against the giant corporations that are destroying our modern mythology, our modern entertainment, and society. Now, let's talk about the legend, Ricky Gervais. I said this in my David Chappelle videos, and I think it's just as applicable here. Comedy is important to our society. If we lose the ability to laugh at ourselves, and this isn't hyperbole, we no longer will be able to function as a society. Comedians are actually important. They are our modern day philosophers. There is no better tool than mockery to keep a person in check, a politician in check, a system in check. And I think I have a new pastime, watching celebrities squirm. I could do that all day. I want to preface this by saying I don't have a problem with somebody being rich. I don't have a problem with somebody inheriting money or actually earning it. You go get your cheddar and you enjoy it. But just because you get paid a lot and you did earn it for pretending for a living or making pretend things, it does not qualify you to tell other people how to run their lives. Now, being a lifelong fan of pop culture, I used to love award shows and used to look forward to them, but unfortunately, they turned into something that they didn't used to be. They used to be about the celebration of film and the celebration of Hollywood. But over the course of the last two decades, they've turned into debaucherous displays of narcissistic circle jerkery. Ricky Gervais simply said what needed to be said. He said what the general public has been saying for years, what the general public is saying right now, and what the general public is going to say in the future. Celebrities, Hollywood, shut the fuck up. And I'm speaking particularly to the ones who attended the Golden Globes. You are grown-ass adult pretenders with a skewed perspective. Nobody really cares what you think when you're being driven around and, in a lot of cases, flown around, and then you're telling us how we should live. I lived in Hollywood for a couple of years. I worked in your industry, and I attended AA and NA meetings in Hollywood, and believe me, I saw some of you there. I heard some of your stories. While I would never break the sanctity of AA and NA by saying who I saw and what story they told, I will say this. Maybe you should spend a little less time telling us what to do and a little more time getting your own glass house in order. Now, I have received some of the same accusations and insults that Ricky Gervais is seeing right now, and so is Dave Chappelle, and so have comedians over the years. This is nothing new. Calling out elitism is not a right-wing position, but that's not going to stop some in the mainstream media and the access media of making those accusations, showing they have no argument whatsoever. We are well within the Dave Chappelle effect, and this is the latest thing to happen. And actually, the David Chappelle effect precedes his Sticks and Stones special. What this movement needed was simply a name, a term, and that's something somebody came up with. I'm not saying I started it because I think I read it somewhere, but we're calling it that. Jeremy and I talked about it at New York Comic Con. We actually made a video, which I will link in the description. And this is just the tide turning, the winds of change, the pendulum back in swing. And eventually, it will swing too far the other way. But right now, we just need things to be centered again, because again, the lunatics have been in charge way too long. The extremists. The memes that were created on Sunday were legendary. And while everybody is going to Tom Hanks, my personal favorite dirty look was from Jonathan Pryce. But this has been a year building up to this stuff. The first shots really fired were the Sticks and Stones special, followed up by Bill Burr. Then the Joker played into this when the access media and the mainstream media started running that ridiculous incel argument. Then Todd Phillips spoke up. Joaquin Phoenix spoke up. And because there is a synchronicity in life, Terry Gilliam spoke up right before Ricky Gervais's monologue. Why do I go back to Rotten Tomatoes so often? Because it's an aggregate of idiots, or an idi-aggregate. I don't take exception to the 35%. It's an award show. Those things suck. I completely agree with that percentage. But it's the takes on Ricky Gervais I have a disagreement with. But let's listen to some of them, because I love exposing hypocrites. It's one of my favorite things to do. Sophie Gilbert, The Atlantic. A host's job normally is to set the tone for the night, balancing irreverent topical comedy and Hollywood mystique. Unfortunately, they don't talk about the Hollywood mystique. That is something I long for. But Gervais's sense of humor was too malevolent for a good time and too lazy for incisiveness. And the common take critics go for is it was boring, it was tired, it was irrelevant. And we all know how I feel about relevancy in Hollywood, something they never really are. Another thing I say quite a bit, and I know some disagree, but you'd be wrong, Hollywood is where trends go to die. Rob Sheffield from Rolling Stone, a rag known for writing fictional stories and trying to ruin people's lives. Ricky Gervais kept coughing up hairballs all night. The host shtick at the 2020 Golden Globes felt incredibly stale, which might be one reason the stars were hitting the champagne harder than usual. No, my guess is he was getting a little too close to the truth, and someday, Hollywood, that truth will come out, and God, I hope I'm around to see it. Ed Power, The Daily Telegraph, who is a top critic. Gervais's committed but thin performance was like the worst sort of Hollywood sequel, brimming with quips and callbacks, lacking anything new or daring. Michael Starr, New York Post, shock for shock's sake rarely works, and it didn't work here. The unsmiling faces sitting in the Beverly Hilton said as much. No, it told me everything I need to hear. He hit everything on point. Again, it was a perfect moment of comedy. There was not even an attempt at the faked, forced laughter that usually pervades these award ceremonies. And I'm talking particularly about the monologue. Ricky Gervais did everything he intended to do, make the audience laugh. And we are laughing at you, Hollywood. By the way, shock for shock's sake rarely works. Last time I checked, Ricky Gervais's monologue is trending number one on YouTube. Ben Travers at IndieWire. Gervais has been saying this is his last time hosting the Golden Globes since the first time he hosted the Golden Globes. It's time the funny man finally keeps his word. I hope he does too. Since I'm talking about the Golden Globes for the first and last time on this channel, I'm guessing he did his job. Dominic Patton. Deadline Hollywood Daily. In fact, in stepping away from the politics that dominated most award shows in recent years, most of tonight's Globes were as low energy as Jeb Bush's pursuit of the White House back in 2016, or as any Deadline Hollywood article written in the last 20 years. No shtick is more tiresome than that of a host pretending to be too bored to care. Matt Roche, TV Insider. Is insult comedy really the edge that the Globes desire? Sure, it's a way for the show to set itself apart, but one would think there has to be a better way to go about it, says Annie Bundle from NBC News Think. Lorraine Alley from the Los Angeles Times, top critic. The last thing anyone needed was for the smirking master of ceremonies to reprimand them for having hope or taunt the room for trying to use their influence to change things. For the better. For the better. That's what these actors are doing. They're using their influence. Lorraine goes on and on in her article how Ricky Gervais is just a mean man and the celebrities are a force for good and influence to make the world a better place, which I'm sure deep down in their heart, the celebrities believe that a little bit. But I think it's equally as true that these celebrities, these actors, these actresses, these repurposers in Hollywood call attention to causes just to make themselves look good and get more attention for themselves. These A-listers, our betters. Ricky Gervais was just reminding them that they aren't. They're just adults who pretend really good, and now they're awarding themselves for it while spending millions of dollars. This show required tons of resources, thousands of man and woman hours. All of that could have been better spent building a school, building a library, sending some little girls to school in Mali, Africa, feeding starving children. Ricky Gervais was just simply pointing out the hypocrisy of the entire event. You want to make the world a better place? Cancel the Golden Globes. The last line in Lorraine's article says it all. The commentary would have meant far more if Gervais himself had been brave enough to drop the tired agitator shtick and, for once, read the room. You know, that room that we're all here for. They aren't here to entertain us. They're there to teach us.
The great thing about freedom of speech, if an arsehole is being an arsehole, you've got the right to call him an arsehole. It's great. It goes on. It's a good system.
I think it was Anthony Hopkins who said actors are idiots, and there's no more proof than these award shows every time they open their pie holes. You would think that the adult pretenders, when they wake up in their mansions, get driven around in their limos, go swimming in their Olympic-sized pools, that they would be grateful that they live in a country where they can go to work, pretend to be a retarded guy, win an award, and have influence over people. Ricky Gervais is an international treasure, and I think he just leveled up his career. And maybe Hollywood will start noticing when people call this shit out, they get really, really popular. Dave Chappelle's special was the most talked about comedy thing in years. Bill Burr followed it with another, not as good, but pretty damn good. Then Todd Phillips spoke out, and The Joker was just the most profitable movie of the year. So here we are at the turn of the tide, but it's still gonna take time. You're gonna see all the idiotic articles from the same idiotic sources stating that Ricky Gervais is now alt-right or right-wing. Free speech is not a right-wing position. Free expression is not a right-wing position. Calling out elites and mocking rich people is not a right-wing position. It's a human position, and the right to not be offended doesn't exist. Okay, now back to Star Wars and Witcher videos. Until next time, everyone, have a great day. Please like, share, and subscribe if you like what you heard. If you didn't like what you heard, I do appreciate you listening this long. I will see you in the next video.
Nerderotic.com. Please subscribe.